My name is Mike Bloomberg, and I grew up here in Pittsfield. I went to Pittsfield High and the University of Massachusetts, and like an ever-increasing number of young adults, I left the city and sought opportunity elsewhere.
The fact that Bloomberg has spent a good portion of his life away from the city he is looking to represent in the State House was the most contentious part of Thursday's debate at Berkshire Community College. For clarification, Bloomberg and the former New York City mayor of the same name are first cousins once removed. Farley Bouvier is a longtime area educator and served on the Pittsfield City Council. Seeking her third full term in the State House, Farley Bouvier says the race comes down to experience, questioning her opponents.
He puts it out there. It's on LinkedIn. It indicates some really impressive internship placements. The Olympics, Bloomberg Sports, Bloomberg News. So good places to be, but certainly not opportunities that most kids in Pittsfield might have the privilege of accessing. Looking further, we note that Mr. Bloomberg hasn't retained any paid employment for more than 8 months. If you look at Michael's experience in the city that he wants to represent, it's almost non-existent. He's only lived here for a few months, and it appears that he came back to Pittsfield for the sole purpose of running for office.
In response, Bloomberg says he is running for office to give Pittsfield residents the opportunities he had. In defense of his employment, he says he worked for a startup hedge fund called Cora and also held a position at the financial institution Bridgewater Associates.
In Boston, in effectiveness, you have not passed a single bill yet. You have brought back less money to this district than any of your other fellow representatives through personal budget amendments in 5 years. And so I think it's incredibly important that we do look at the resume.
But on the issues?
I believe this is something where we're very much in agreement.
Indeed. Mr. Bloomberg and I are in agreement on that.
Both candidates are advocating progressive issues. They oppose lifting the cap on charter schools and support paid family leave and Attorney General Maura Healey's ban on so-called copycat assault weapons. Both say they support renewable energy, with Farley Bouvier adding that Massachusetts needs to ban hydrofracking. To spur economic development in Pittsfield, Bloomberg says education needs to be the focus.
The number one thing that I will be advocating for in Boston, my first 2 years, that I believe is attainable, is the necessary funding for lengthening the school day at our two community schools, Morningside and Conti. It's very plain and simple. I'm not going to dance around this issue. Economic development does not happen without strong communities. The number one way to build a strong community is with strong schools.
Farley Bouvier says there is more of a wage problem than a jobs problem.
We should be, and we have started, to target particular professions. For example, early educators, healthcare workers, to raise their wages specifically because those are skilled workers beyond the entry level.
The difference between the two candidates seems to center around experience and approach. Farley Bouvier pointed to her relationship with House Speaker Robert DeLeo.
And we have been able, especially over the last 2 years, when I have sort of taken on the co-chairmanship of the Progressive Caucus, we have proven to him that we are reliable, we can get him good information, and we can deliver votes for him when he needs them.
Bloomberg says he doesn't agree with the trading votes attitude.
It's about working together that shows what we do. When you help us in Boston, it pays dividends. It's going to bring a return to our community. You have to show that it works, and that's how you get things passed. That's how we need to function in Boston.
Farley Bouvier and Bloomberg are facing off in the September 8th primary. Pittsfield City Councilor Chris Connell is running as an independent for the 3rd Berkshire District seat. Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.